Hey guys, welcome to the How to Invest and Trade Like a Pro podcast. This show is for investors and traders who want to learn how to invest and trade in a way that protect and grow their wealth and yet minimize the risk in the stock market. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So in today's podcast episode, I'd like to share with you some of the things I learned from Mark Minervini. Right, so for all you guys who are not too sure who Mark Minervini is Mark Minervini is one of the more well-known and more successful traders in the world right now. Right, and some of his achievements include winning the 1997 US Investing Championship, and he also managed to turn his personal trading account from a couple of $1,000 to a couple of $1,000,000. Right, so he knows what he's doing, and you can see from his achievements. Right, in fact, he generated an average of 220% per year for more than 5 years, five consecutive years, right? And that amount to a total of 33,500% in terms of total returns, right? So to give you guys a bit of context, if you manage to achieve that same amount of returns, your $100,000 account would turn to more than $30 million in just 5 years, right? So you can see that Mark Minervini is one of the best traders out there in the world right now. And in today's podcast episode, I'd like to share with you some of the things that I learned from him, right, through his books. So the first thing is about losing streaks, right? So he mentions that even the best traders encounter losing streaks, right? So no traders are immune from these losing streaks. And it is how we respond to this losing streaks that determines how profitable we are in the stock market, right? So he shares some advice on how to deal with these losing streaks, right? So the first way he mentions is tightening up our stop losses, right? So if you are trading in the stock market, I always believe that it is essential, if not crucial, to have stop losses when you enter your positions in the market, right? Because stop losses helps us control and minimize our losses in the stock market, right? So the first way to deal with losing streaks is to tighten up our stop losses, right? So for example, if during normal times, when we are trading, our stop losses is at around 1% of our total capital, then maybe when we are encountering losing streaks, we can tighten up the stop loss to half a percentage, right? Half of 1%, right? So that's the first way. The second way is to settle for smaller profits. So similar, when we are trading in the markets, one of the things that we want to have an idea on and have a target is the profit target, right? So during normal times, let's say we aim for 5% returns or 10% returns, depending on your own individual way of trading, but that's for the normal times, right? So if you are encountering losing streaks, instead of aiming for the normal profit target area, you can settle for smaller profits, say 5% or so on, right? So that's the second way. The third way is to, if you are trading with leverage, that means on margin, then make sure you get off margin immediately during losing streaks. And the fourth way is to reduce our position size and exposure in the market, right? So how much we actually, how many shares we buy, and what's the percentage of our capital that we are allocating in the market, right? So during losing streaks, we want to reduce our position size and exposure. So that's for losing streaks. The next thing that I learned from Mark Minervini is having an edge and having probabilities and using probabilities in the stock market, right? He mentions that the difference between an amateur and a pro trader lies in consistency. And the consistency that we are talking about here is returns in the market, right? So there'll always be amateur traders out there that is able to, that you see maybe on social media and so on, that is able to generate 70% returns in a year. But if you take a look at, for example, next year, he might lose 90% of his capital, right? So if you take a look at the returns for an amateur trader, you notice that his or her returns are very volatile and it fluctuates a lot. So 1 year he might achieve a lot, and the next year he might achieve very little, right? So that's the amateur. For a pro trader, he or she might not generate like 70% returns, but what he or she does is generate like consistent profits year over year. So for example, 30% year over year. And that is a very powerful way to build your wealth and your capital in the markets, right? So in order to achieve consistency, we need to have a positive mathematical edge in the market, right? So the edge will allow us allows us to have probabilities in our favor. And when we have the probabilities in our favor, then over a large sample of trades, that is how we become profitable in the stock market, right? The next thing that I learned from Mark Minivini is scaling up, right? So if we know that we have an edge in the markets, then the next thing that we want to do is look to increase our positions in our existing trades, right? So how do we add our exposure in the markets without adding additional risk? So this is what Mark Minivini shares in his books on scaling up, right? So he gives this example, right? If you want to, for example, you buy 1,000 shares at $16.50 and you set a stop loss at $15.50, right? So the total risk that you are taking for this trade is $1,000, right? Because 1,000 shares multiplied by the dollar difference between $16.50 and $15.50, right? So the original risk that you're taking is $1,000. But say after you bought the shares, the first 1,000 shares, the price of the stock went up to $17.50, right? And at $17.50, you decide to buy another 1,000 shares at this price level of $17.50. And now what you do is you set the new stop for at $16.50 for all of your 2,000 shares, right? So what's the total risk on your capital right now? It will be 2,000 shares multiplied by the dollar difference between $17.50 and $16.50. So it'll be $2,000. But that is not the total risk for your capital right now. Because why is that so? Because you bought the first 1,000 shares at $16.50, and right now the price of the stock is at $17.50. So you have made a paper profit of $1,000, right? Because $17.50 minus $16.50 give you a dollar, and you bought 1,000 shares, so you have $1,000 paper profits. So your new profits will finance your additional risk without adding risk to your stock, your capital in the markets, right? So what is it? Is it adds that you add the additional 1,000 shares at $17.50, which double the size of your position while still keeping the risk at $1,000, right? So the profits finance the additional risk, and that is how Mark Minivini managed to keep his drawdown low and still make big returns by scaling into positions. Right, so these are some of the things that I learned from Mark Minivini. Hopefully you guys have learned something from today's podcast episode. To your financial success.